I was supposed to tell this story about how Kane had this girlfriend that he killed in a car crash. And it was just insane. And it ends up, I'm at a funeral home with a dummy in a coffin.
Oh, my God.
With Kane's mask on, pretending I'm Kane, I'm on top of the coffin having mock sex with this mannequin.
Oh, my God, no. And Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, and Vince is yelling at me, God damn it, do it harder, make more noise and stuff. It's got to be over the top.
I really did. I screwed your brains out.
So are you over your hatred of Brock Lesnar from
nope.
The end of that? Well, okay, well, that answers that question.
Nope, not at all.
You know, that troublemaker guy who kind of comes on our timeline on Twitter from time to time was saying once again how much he enjoyed your frustration in real time as Brock cashed in at the end of Extreme Rules.
Yeah, kick out of that. I can't help it, man. I'm just that whole shit just left a bad taste in my mouth.
If I'm being honest, you actually restrained yourself pretty well.
Well, thank you. I thought I kind of did too, but yeah. Then you said something like, "Oh, I remember you said something to how I reacted to it." I'm like, "Yeah, he's gonna say something now."
I was trying to actually gin it up a little bit so it would sound better in real time.
it's
good. Brian freaked out. He just wigged out.
Well, it was just. I just didn't want to see it again. You know, I don't. If he loses it at SummerSlam, okay, I can deal with that. If that's how it's going to go, if it's part of the storyline, whatever. I just hate seeing his ass with the fucking belt, man. Like I said, it just that whole shit with him being a part timer and holding the belt and all. It just left such a bad taste in my mouth. I just don't even want to see him, much less holding a belt. You know, but that's me, just me. Sorry.
This was the rating story from Tuesday Raw last night, coming off of the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. Did a 2.45 million viewers, a 4% increase from last week.
That's impressive, actually.
4%? I mean, that's, again, I got to use the term dead cat bounce again.
Well, relatively speaking.
Considering last week was against the Home Run Derby and this week came off a pay-per-view, you would have expected a bigger increase, but the ratings pattern was extremely strong for the episode itself. First hour surprisingly low, but there was a big increase in hour number two and hour number three. While hour three dropped, it was still ahead of hour one, which almost never happens. The pattern was closer to the summer patterns in previous years as opposed to the modern pattern of people tuning in early and tuning out. But we're only, as we speak, 5 days away from the Raw reunion, which, by the way, is just a completely natural thing and not meant to pop a rating in the middle of a shit time. There's no way. This was just something they planned, I think, for years to have like a Raw reunion.
I think I've had it circled on my calendar for about, at least 9 or 10 months now.
Wouldn't you like to know what kind of Brinks truck was backed up to the Broken Skull Ranch? Wouldn't you like to know? I would like to know the dollar amount that Stone Cold Steve Austin extricated from Vincent Kennedy McMahon in order to get him to show up at this goddamn thing.
You know what? I bet Stone Cold was out back, like guiding him in, like, you know, come on back kind of stuff. You know?
Get in there. Don't hit the cactus. Come on. Back it up. Maul him back. Maul him back. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Stone Cold, you want to go get some designer goat soap?
Yeah, let's go, Kristen. Get in the car. Goddamn.
Here, Mr. Austin, take a pack of these thousands with you.
I got some remains of Hershey. I'm going to have them reanimated for this money. Goddamn. Teddy, I'm going to put tick repellent on your balls. Come here.
I tell you, Stone Cold, the ticks just get right on my nutsack.
Goddamn, Teddy.
I don't know what they're doing on that podcast. Are you still doing the old stuff?
Got me, Chief.
Because it was just classic stuff, and then he was doing new stuff, I thought, and then I don't know.
Man. Are they doing reruns now? It's summertime.
Oh, this is good. I'm just going to read this. Because this sounds like you just want to fucking stab needles into your eyes and twist. I'm telling you right now, if I could just fucking get ISIS over here and lock them in a room to listen to this thing, I think we'd be fine. I think we'd get rid of a few of them.
Yowza.
Steve and his illustrious wife, Kristen, recapped their recent Nevada trip, which, by the way, sounds as painful as an infected hemorrhoid. And answer a few of the questions you guys sent to questions@steveaustinshow.com. Join for stories about WrestleMania 13 broken glass entrance, Steve Austin as a competitive eater, classic cars, and the fate of Broken Skull Challenge, AEW, and much more. Plus, it says he does 23andMe. Oh, I gotta hang on a second. We gotta make fun of this for a second. This sounds like even more dreadful than what we saw at the end of Sunday night. I'm gonna drop the needle here.
I wasn't nervous because I loved her, still do. So that's the answer.
That's good news.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, after 15 years.
Tell the story about when I proposed to her. What I did is say, "God damn, won't you and me get married?"
Well, anyway, Steve, if I ever get a dog, I thought about a French bulldog. Do you know anything about these? Right off the top of my head.
Brian, do you want your Steve Austin asking fucking questions, answering questions about French bulldogs?
I was hoping it would be something more in the line of like hummingbirds or something.
Jesus Christ, what has happened to you?
The fuck is going on?
Have you ever heard of testosterone replacement therapy? Could you do it now? Holy
Dang,
shit.
When is Dr. Phil coming on this motherfucker, man?
Goddamn, I need that money from Vince to get testosterone replacement therapy. Goddamn, put the patch on me. Put a rug on me. Goddamn.
I think they have breathing issues.
Some breathing issues, and I think some tear duct problem.
I have some breathing issues, too. I don't want to after listening to your fucking podcast.
Or it can be prone to. They're really cool-looking dogs. They seem to be. The few that I've met seem really, really cool, and they are a good-looking dog.
And I'm not so sure they can swim.
I don't know about that either. But I don't know anything.
Goddamn, Kristen. See, this is. I hope you're taking notes on how to be a great co-host, because that bitch just did a great job. She just bix and span that fucking podcast right there.
She
was that the time the French bulldog protected the throne of Louis XIV?
Fuck. I don't. Man,
this is terrible.
I mean, why would somebody just arbitrarily ask him about a French bulldog? Is that somebody just trying to be cute?
I think his audience has been pussified too.
I mean, where did that question come from? I don't know. That's just weird.
This is the question you should ask to Steve Austin. Used to not be a pussy at steveaustinshow.com. This is what you should ask. When I get into a bar fight, should I take the guy's left eye or right eye first? That's the kind of question you should ask this don't. Instead of fucking, you know, about bath bombs and shit, which is apparently what this is all about.
May as well be shit.
It is.
Out about the French bulldog, and I wasn't going to pull out my Wikipedia when you can do the same. Steve, any chance of a reality show at the BSR 2.0? You know what?
We have a reality show constantly going on, it seems like.
Well, I tell you.
Oh, T. It's called Steve Won't Make the Bed. T. Oh, it's such a great reality show. It's called Steve Pick Up Your Underwear. T.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Hey, it's got a long ways to go before it's as funny as Ms. and Maurice or Ms. and Mrs. or whatever.
God damn it.
That's just funny.
I've got an idea for the BSR 2.0 for a reality. It's called Find Steve Austin's Balls. The first competitor to do it actually wins my gratitude for life.
God. Yeah, maybe they get Steph Curry to chip in on that one.
The thing about it is, Chris don't like to be on camera, and I'm kind of a hermit, so it'd be like a one-man show.
Chris don't like to be on camera, except when I'm banging her and I go ahead and get that thing for our private use. That's right. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's your downtime.
Yeah, that is my downtime, man. I like to be out there and pill into my shop and... The other day, I was thinking I was riding my Kawasaki Terex, and when I...
Piddling into my shop? What am I listening to? When did Stone Cold Steve Austin turn into Phil Dunphy from fucking Modern Family?
That's a good question.
Why don't you just juggle on a trampoline, you pussy? And I'm saying this, and I drive a Prius, you fuck. I want my old Stone Cold back. Holy shit.
Got that thing. I got the brightest, greenest one they had. It's Kawasaki Green. And when I'm in that's my think tank.
Oh.
I was out
there. Hey, he's got a Kawasaki think tank.
That's right. I had some cucumber water, and I just think like a motherfucker. I'm out there just thinking and thinking.
The day, and I came up with some of the best ideas that I'd thought about in forever. And I was like, oh, man, I gotta stop.
I get my patchouli candle, and I just start thinking about stuff. I'm just letting the negative energy flow out of me. God damn.
I'm gonna write these down. Immediately. And I kept going.
Do you remember any of the ideas?
No.
Oh.
That's my point.
Oh, great.
Was one of the ideas to slit your own throat because you become a massive pussy? Because it should have been. That should have been like one of the top three.
At least.
It should have been. I was going to do it, but I didn't have a sharp knife. I had a cheese knife that I had for some Gruyere that I got that was imported. God damn, that was some good cheese.
Didn't feel like sawing, did you?
What world did I walk into?
Oh my God, man.
This is the worst.
I was coming back and I was on a home stretch. I was like, dude, what was those three good ideas you thought about that you should have wrote down? And I couldn't remember them.
One good idea, act like a man. Two, get some balls. Three, fuck your wife. All right, let's start with those and see how it goes. God damn.
This can't be the same guy that I used to talk. I can't. Holy shit.
It's amazing.
This is terrible.
I mean, this podcast used to, when it started out, it was like Stone Cold Steve Austin. No doubt. No questions. You know, it was just.
I know. And he was like.
Everything about it was Stone Cold.
One guy called him up one time and said, hey, Stone Cold, if you give the stunner to anybody, who would it be?
Goddamn, Barack Obama. That's all I'm going to say.
And I thought, well, that's, you know, I don't like that per se, but damn, it sounds like something Stone Cold would say.
That's a Stone Cold answer.
You know? Jim Cornette should be running. He should be fucking doing 20-minute promos about breaking kayfabe on this shit.
No shit. God dang. It's like stone lukewarm.
Good. Becky Lynch kicks his ass right now. And I was kind of feeling shitty about Kevin Owens getting the stunner, but now Kevin Owens, you deserve it. Run with it. I don't even know who this person is that I'm listening to.
Oh, I know, man. Exactly. I was going to bitch about that too, but you can have it.
And Kevin Owens, I mean, fucking French is his native language, and he's 10 times more masculine than this motherfucker I'm listening to right here.
Keep that shit alive, Kev.
Oh, holy shit. This is terrible.
No. Oh. That's my point.
Oh, great.
I was coming back and I was on a home stretch. I was like, dude, what was those three good ideas you thought about that you should have wrote down? And I couldn't remember them. But you know what? And I'm not trying to segue off here, but when I get in that thing, I'm either thinking about nothing and enjoying my ride, or I'm thinking about navigating the technical terrain, or if I'm hauling ass, I'm looking for that turn and I'm trying to keep it straight from going sideways.
All right, now we're venturing
now
back
into... That's a little Stone Cold right
there.
Yeah,
I was going to say, we're venturing back into masculinity. We've taken a sharp right turn back into masculinity. I think we're home free now, Brian. We may not get back into the hippie soap shit or the how to moisturize your elbows or some shit, but we might. So just brace yourself for that.
Yeah, I don't know if I can handle it.
About everything, and I come up with these great ideas.
That you forget.
I need to have one of those little things. I got one on my phone.
It's called your iPhone.
I know.
There's a microphone.
Hit that button and say, blah, blah, blah.
It's called your iPhone, Steve. You're such a goof. I've been so effective at stealing your balls away. I can now just chop you anytime I want to.
She's over there, you know, like holding them in her hand, and like I have those balls, those steel balls, like you move around your hand to like ease anxiety.
Clack, clack, clack. It's called an iPhone.
It's called paying your goddamn bills, bitch. Shut up.
That's what y'all are saying, shit.
Yeah, but I never do. But I've had a good time. Half time, I remember everything. Half time, I don't remember shit. So I guess I'm breaking even.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go back to the French Bulldog.
Oh, no.
Here's not so much a question as a statement. Thank you so much. Straight up Steve Austin will be here August 12th. All right, that's a question. Thank you, Sean. Hey, Steve, we recently watched Bret Hart make an appearance on AEW's All or Nothing pay-per-view and bringing the world title out for the first time. If AEW called and asked you to do something for business that made sense, would you consider going down that road?
Well, I was going to, but then Vince Kennedy McMahon paid me a shit ton of money to go to this goddamn Raw reunion, so fuck you, AEW.
Hello, Brinks Truck.
I don't know. I want to hear the answer to this. This sounds interesting. Now, this is intriguing.
Now, when was this recorded? Like, last couple of days?
Yeah, this came out 2 days ago.
Okay.
So, now, if you believe Chris Jericho, and I think Chris Jericho is overplaying his hand a little bit. Like, he's on the shit list, and nobody will talk to him, and everybody hates him, and they're trying to kill him, and Vince McMahon sends assassins to his house every day. And, you know, there's just, it's the worst. I mean.
Right.
And I guess the great sin that Jericho was like, they won't let me interview guests. I'm like, what the fuck did you expect?
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Well, Roman
but that's kind of, but that's kind of a Jericho reaction.
It is. It is though. Kind of. It's like, I mean, you just did this thing for AEW. Yeah, I should be able to interview Roman Reigns the next day. Why? What's the problem? I don't understand. After all I gave you? No, that's not how it works.
But yeah, it's just all the way around. All the way around. It's a Jericho reaction, I think. It seems so. I mean, it's just typical.
Let's see if he's gonna take Tony Khan's dirty, filthy money.
Bringing the world title out for the first time. If AEW called and asked you to do something for business that made sense, would you consider going down that road? Thanks, Ty. No, Ty, man, I'm still with WWE. As a matter of fact, I will be in Tampa, Florida, next Monday night, July 22nd. On Monday
Booker
night.
T, line one.
Goddamn, Conrad, I didn't know you was associated with that shit. I had no idea, goddamn.
People forget, man, I've been gone a long time, but I'm still with the WWE. And I'm enjoying what AEW is doing, no doubt about it. But I am WWE. For many years, former pro...
So now he's just lying.
Well, you know, that was kind of a gray area. I wish you would just get to the point.
Yeah, really. I don't think anybody would think less of him. I mean, if he took some of Killer Khan's, you know, dirty money, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
You know, why not?
I mean, take that money, dude. You got a wife over there. Maybe it'd be enough that you can get enough to pay her off and get her to shut up and you can leave her. I mean, that would
I certainly didn't see Cody Rhodes or Dustin Rhodes' face on the reunion shots that the reunion promo that was coming up with. Everybody coming in. It's the same old people.
Yeah, Killer Khan, I'm gonna need $2.2 million. That's what Kristen needs to get the fuck out of my house and get on with her life. God damn.
let's see.
But anyway, that show this season has taken it to a whole nother level. Hey Steve, you're the man. Met you in Vegas years ago at an autograph signing, and you couldn't have been cooler. Man, I'm glad I wasn't an asshole that day. Now that you're spending a lot of time at the Broken Skull Ranch 2.0, what kind of hunting are you getting into out there on the ranch? Or mostly just riding the trails in the Kawasaki?
I'll tell you what he's not getting into, some pussy hunting. Because,
I think she's starting to get lost here.
He's not doing any pussy hunting because he'd be shooting himself.
Well.
So have you ever done any hunting in South Carolina? Thanks for the time, Lone Star Law, Jonathan. Hey, what's that show we watch?
That's the one that we like. Lone Star Law.
Yeah, that's what we just watched it last night. Man, I ain't never hunted in South Carolina. Never had an opportunity to. And I wouldn't fly all the way across the country to the eastern seaboard to hunt. I'm sure it's pretty cool. But, man, hunting out there in Nevada is unbelievable. My brother-in-law guides. Been on a couple mule deer hunts.
Like he totally just kind of dissed South Carolina. I don't know.
It was weird because when he was doing that show and he was in Hartwell, Georgia, which is like right across the line from South Carolina.
Yeah, like Hartwell.
He was interviewing that rib guy, and the rib guy was like giving props to the South Carolina side and stuff. And I'm sure I was surprised he didn't say he wouldn't hunt for pussy with a Strom Thurmond. That would be...
Yeah, Stone Cold, get in it. You got to get this clearing right here. You got now just be real quiet. I'm going to go ahead and give the call. You just stay real still.
Go for somewhere in fucking Camden or someplace like that.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Antelope hunt's totally new to me. My brother told me a couple of years ago, he goes, man, if you ever get an antelope hunt, you got to go. It's a whole different kind of hunting. And I was sitting there thinking, man, you know, I don't get it. Well, after you go for your first time, you will understand. Mm. So that's what we're doing out there. I'm hunting when it's in season. And I've got to draw a tag. Yeah. But I've been hunting on land.
I'm hunting for fresh organic legumes over at Whole Foods because Kristen likes those a lot. And they're just the best, really.
Fuck if I'll fly across the country to the eastern seaboard to South Carolina to hunt for that shit.
Fuck you, South Carolina. You suck my dick. By God, get out of here.
But Nevada.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's where he lives now.
God, I know.
I guess he's still got the pad, the whatever it is, kayfabe or whatever it is, the place in L.A., whatever he calls that thing.
Oh, okay. He sold Broken Skull, Street. Is that right? Or does he still have that?
He sold the one in Texas.
Okay.
And now this is the one in Nevada.
Okay.
And it's Broken Skull. He's calling that Broken Skull 2.0.
Ah.
Okay. I don't know if Teddy hangs out there or not. I don't know if Teddy, because Teddy, it's just hard to get him out of that trailer in Texas because he's probably got.
Maybe he sold it to Teddy.
I don't know. I don't know if Teddy had that kind of money, but Teddy's not going to get out of his trailer, which is like littered with the bones of women he's murdered over the years. So he's not going to leave that. There's no way that's going to happen.
Goddamn, Teddy, you murdered all these women. Goddamn, that's crazy. Would you mind murdering one more? I need to get out of this marriage.
It's a little bit of the Steve Austin show. We need to get the 23andMe thing.
They probably saved that for last. You know, that's like the top of the hour shit for them.
Let me see.
Ace, do you have a favorite memory on a golf course that you can share, and what's the best score you ever shot?
Yeah, one time somebody tried to play through and I beat their candy ass.
Oh, wrong guy.
See, that's what I want to hear.
That's exactly what I want.
Keep up the great work, Bam Golf. I don't think I have a favorite memory on the golf course because I suck so bad.
I don't think you've ever had a score because we...
we never kept score because we were so damn shitty.
Steve, you suck so bad you don't even keep score. I don't want you to have any testosterone in your body at all.
One of my favorite memories is me and Kristen were golfing a couple of months ago. And we were
you took her over in the bushes at the 8th and you just banged the shit out of her.
That's what I want to hear.
I took her over there and I banged that ass. Yeah. God damn.
And she tells me, well, let's go to the bar and get a margarita first before we get on the course. I said, no. I said, that's going to ruin my game. And of course, man, we sucked. I was terrible. I should have listened to her advice. But anyway, while we were out there, I was out there, and there's a couple times I missed the ball. I shanked a bunch of them. I had a real wicked slice going on. The people in the neighborhood were real mad at me because I was hitting the houses. But the one time when Kristen was teeing off, it was about 15th hole. We had lost our attention span. We were tired. And she took a whack at this golf ball with her driver and spun around like a helicopter about two times. And she spun around like a helicopter. I thought she was actually going to take off the ground. And I still got that video on my phone. And if I put it on my Instagram account, it would immediately go viral. So that's probably my favorite moment recently.
God, I hate married Steve. Oh, it's the worst.
It's just...
I just don't think he was... He couldn't have been this pussy when he was with Jeannie. There's no way.
We don't really know. He could have been.
I just doubt it. I mean, I'd like to... If I ever see her at one of the reunions... Can I ask you a question? Was Steve this pussy whipped when you guys were together? Because I know he was a pretty dreadful husband and father.
Excuse me,
time.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with the term pussy whip. No, was he like... Did he emasculated? Like, did you steal his balls away from him? Because his current wife... I don't know what the fuck is going on with her, but she's got him like out at Pier 1 or some shit every weekend looking at cedar or shit. I don't know what's going on. Damn.
Pier 1. Does that still exist?
It's still around. It's still a thing.
Okay.
Crate and Barrel's still a thing somehow, somewhere.
Crate and Barrel. Wow. Yeah. I think we still got a gift certificate for my first marriage we never cashed in.
Women 18 to 49 gained 80% on Raw from first hour to third, which is unheard of. Men 18 to 49 gained 9%. Can you give me any kind of theory as to why you think women 18 to 49 would have had that kind of a gain on that show? I can't think of anything.
Nothing that stands out.
Teenage girls gained 36% from hour one to hour three, which is that Epstein guy's like wet dream.
Yay!
Teenage boys gained 39% from hour one to hour three, which is Pat Patterson's wet dream. The overall gains would have been higher. The overall gains would have been higher, but the large audience over 50 dropped 2.9% from the first to third hour, which is still better than usual. It appears there was tremendous interest in one or both of the top matches at SummerSlam. And the third hour is women's elimination match and men's battle royal we're going to determine. If not for the weak first hour, the overall gain would have been substantial. 2.38 first hour, 2.5 second hour, 2.48 third hour. Which is not great. Have we contributed yet to the Jeff Hardy Defense Fund?
I haven't gotten around to that yet.
Yeah. I'm going to put that GoFundMe up there. Put his mugshot on a t-shirt.
Man.
Who knew that Matt would be the more settled and grounded of the two after a while?
Yeah, I tell you, man, I'm a little worried about Jeff. I'm a little worried. I was a little worried before, but it kind of went away. I thought he had finally seen the light in the last, 5 years or so.
When he wrecked the caddy down in Concord, I thought that would have been the wake-up call, right?
That was down near Irish Potato Road, right?
I think that was closer to Concord Mills, but just for kayfabe purposes, we'll say it was near Irish Potato Road.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, well, how long ago was that? Like I said, like five?
It's been like a couple of years ago.
Oh, has it only been a couple of years? So. Damn. How time flies.
It's crazy, right? It's hard to keep his arrest straight.
Yeah. So I thought he was getting it straight. I really did, but damn. Is there a video out of it? Have you seen a video or anything?
No, I didn't see any video or anything like that.
I was just wondering how bad it really was. I mean, I don't want to overplay it. You know, it may not. He might have just been, you know, had too much to drink and just staggering around and stuff.
One of those places you like to go to, like the Crazy Horse 2 or something like that.
Oh, hell yeah. You know, like that.
This says March 12th of 2018. So it was like only like almost a year and a half ago.
Damn. Not even 2 years ago.
Yeah. March 12th, 2018 is this story. He was arrested northeast of Charlotte on Saturday, charged with driving while intoxicated, according to police reports.
Irish Potato Road.
It would end up, you can't hit anything. There's nothing out there. He could have just gone through.
A lot of curves.
According to police reports, this is the Concord. 40-year-old Jeff Hardy was involved in a single car crash, admitted to being the driver of a 2016 Cadillac CTS-V sedan. That's a nice car. That V series I like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That was a .25. Nice, that was a .25, by the way. .25.
Eek.
And let's see. What are the details? I haven't heard any of the details.
I just saw the. All I needed to do was just see the headline and shake my head and go on.
Jeff Hardy was arrested for being drunk in public.
Yeah.
An impairment on Saturday in Myrtle Beach. Little information was available at the time beyond Hardy being out on bond shortly after his arrest. But TMZ finally got his hands on the police report Tuesday. And according to that report, Hardy was found by police officers passed out in a stairwell.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that's kind of required if you go to Myrtle Beach in the summertime, isn't it?
Well, that exactly. You know, I know he's got a past. Believe me, I know. We all know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have to give him a pass, man.
This is not as bad as the other stuff. He wasn't driving.
Honestly, if you're going to get called on for that, if you want to get called out for that,
mm-hmm.
that's about as that's as low as you could go without it being absolutely nothing.
He needs to be, but he does. I mean, he needs to not be using any kind of substance,
right?
Because I think he's the kind of guy that can't even have a drink. He's one of those people.
I'll agree with you there. Yes,
he admitted to drinking vodka and was charged on a misdemeanor charge of public intoxication. Do we know what brand? Can we get that?
At least, you know, if it was something respectable.
I would like the new Jeff Hardy merch when he comes back to have, like, the knockoff Smirnoff bottle or the Absolute bottle with, like, his Absolute Hardy on it and have, like, his picture on it.
Hardy with the little dot above the U.
Yeah, the umlaut, yeah.
Dots above, yeah, man. Dude. We come up with so many fucking great T-shirts.
We do. And furthermore, I would like Vanguard 1 to like try to bail him out. I would like a video of Vanguard 1 using his Amex card to bail him out. $153 was the ticket. He's not going to face any further charges. So I think it's more like a citation.
Oh, he probably pulled that out of the change in his car.
Yeah, cigarette money.
Well, or whatever he smokes.
Right. Hardy was previously arrested on charges of trafficking controlled prescription pills and possession of anabolic steroids. That was all the way back in 2009. After a police raid on his home found massive amounts of Vicodin and Soma pills, cocaine residue, and 555 milliliters of anabolic steroids.
Yowza.
As a result, he had to spend 10 days in jail, serve a 30-month probation, and pay a fine of $100,000.
Hmm.
And as we previously mentioned, he was arrested for driving while impaired in Concord back in March of 2018 and fucking up a completely beautiful CTS-V.
Wow.
World Wrestling Entertainment released a statement shortly after the arrest news broke out. Jeff Hardy is responsible for his own personal actions.
What is Peace.
That? Try to unpack that.
Well, here's my thing. This will be a little bit of a telltale sign I wonder if he's still going to be showing up at that autograph signing in Raleigh coming up next Wednesday or Thursday or Wednesday, right. Whenever day he's going to be there. Yeah, GalaxyCon, because he and Matt were supposed to be there one of those days.
I don't know.
Representing the WWE.
And is it appropriate for me to go to him and get him to sign my vodka bottle?
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe you should call Trent Beretta and see what he says.
I hope I don't. I hope Trent will forgive me.
Jesus, dude.
Jeez, dude. I'm so sorry that I made him angry and upset him.
The more I thought about that, the more I'm like, you know, he's as much of an asshole as he thinks you are for doing that. By doing that himself. You know what I'm saying?
New episodes of Ms. and Mrs. now premiering July 23rd.
That's next week.
There you go. James Ross noted that he was invited to attend next week's Raw reunion, but he politely declined.
Oh, did he give him a tip of the hat?
Because tip of the hat of the week. Because some are asking, I was cordially invited to attend Raw reunion by Vince McMahon, but I politely refused. Tony Khan left it up to me. Nevertheless, I hope the Raw reunion is a rating success.
Burr. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. See, I'd like to know what's up with that. I'd like to know exactly what the deal is with that. That's kind of Booker T-ish sounding to me.
I'm mostly on JR's side on this one because I did treat him like shit for a number of years. And to hear people like Bruce Prichard tell it, it's like most of the problem was that JR would sell it. He would let everybody know that it got to him, and that's when they kept picking on him. Well, and they did treat him like shit on more than one occasion.
Yeah, I guess I don't blame him, but maybe Khan did leave it up to him. But you know, like I said, did somebody ask Dustin Rhodes if he wanted to come back? Did they ask Cody if he wanted to come back?
These are fine questions.
I'm just curious.
Christopher Jericho, he would have been also somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Ty Dillon. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna be. You mean by the way, don't you love the fact that they've turned it into a thing now? He's the chairman. Don't you love that?
God, man.
If you guys want me to make you, if you want to make me hate your promotion, keep doing shit like that. Let me just absolutely 100% tell you how much I hate that, because we were so scared about it and we didn't know about it. And hey, we gimmicked the chair and it was his fault. And oh, well, let's just fucking sell some t-shirts with it anyway. You're the chairman now. That's cool. Let's make money off of it, because that's such a carny fucking wrestling thing. Fuck you guys for that. Honest to God.
Jesus, dude.
And I can't believe Cody goes along with it, because he's got some pull in this company because he's one of 28 vice presidents. He should be able to be like, I don't know if we should really, I'm not sure, but we should do something about that.
Is he vice president number two? What is he? What number is he?
Six or five.
Oh, is he down that low? Okay.
I'm just
wondering if he's higher or lower than Omega and the Young Bucks.
I'm not sure. Maybe there's somebody from the Benoit family you guys can book and make a hilarious t-shirt out of that. Because I don't want you to miss a money-making opportunity out of this. I really don't.
Wow, man. Yeah.
Chris Benoit, the kid crippler. I mean, you could do something really hilarious and you could sell a ton of shirts, Cody. I think D'Lo Brown.
Jesus, dude.
D'Lo Brown, the paralyzer. I mean, bring him in. I don't understand. Why are we not already doing this? Why is this already not being booked? God almighty, you idiots.
Come on, man. You're crossing the line, man.
I mean, I give these guys the benefit of the doubt, but you really leaned into that one, assholes. It took you all of, what, a week and a half before you got those goddamn chairman things up.
Chairman. Well, they just get some Frank Sinatra pictures and, you know, incorporate that somehow.
It'd be pretty funny if they did some shit like that.
Google that, kids.
Yeah. When Frank Sinatra Jr. died, I think last year, I said it was pretty funny that for the funeral, they're just going to throw him in the trunk. That's another one. Yeah, that's another one. That was on the Brad and Brickcast, known for it's not a podcast that tastes great. It's a podcast with great taste.
Ah, yes.
The first episode of AEW's Road to All Out will premiere on Wednesday at 8 o'clock, featuring a sit-down interview between Jim Ross and Sean Spears.
Are you looking forward to All Out?
I don't know. I was fairly lukewarm on that last one.
You know, now we don't know what to expect anymore, really, do we?
Well, and again, the caveat is that it's going to be way different when they have a weekly episodic television show that's airing on Turner coming up in October. So they're kind of, you know, it's from this to this, and you can do this.
A weekly live episode.
That's right. So you can tell stories in a very different way and have them pay off on pay-per-views. And right now it's just pay-per-view to pay-per-view with kind of these social media things filling in, you know, some of the stuff.
Yeah. Well, I got to think, though, that being said, that I was going to say that I kind of lean on this one being more toward like All In. Yeah, I'd say All In. I'd say on the better side just because of what you said. Because they do have to start lining things up for the whole thing coming up in October when they do go weekly. And
exactly.
And I'm assuming, maybe I'm wrong, maybe there's something else between now and October, but there's really only, what, 1 month really, but or 6 to 8 weeks maybe between this pay-per-view and when they start up.
That's right.
On TV.
So you got to be rolling.
So this is going to be it before, you know, it gets going. So I would hope it would be something for the books, you know.
I'll go on record as saying the best thing that company has for it right now is MJF. I don't have any problem saying that.
Yeah, I like him, man. I really haven't seen him a whole lot, just, you know, here and there, because I've been jumping around. I really haven't sat down and watched a full episode or full pay-per-view of all, you know, AEW yet. But I have caught him a couple of times, and I do like him. He reminds me of, like I think I said this before, like an EC3-ish kind of dude.
He is. And, I mean, I'd hate to be the Larry King USA Today column, but if there's a better heel in wrestling than that guy, I don't know who it is.
Kale Channing. Love her music.
Whatever happened to Big League Chew? John Nord was recently sentenced to 5 years probation following a March 23rd arrest for felony driving while intoxicated, operating a car while under the influence.
Oh, wow.
The Star Tribune reported that Nord, 59, has ALS and uses a wheelchair.
Really? I was going to ask how old he was. Well, there you go.
Well, maybe he needs a drink, but doesn't he need to be out driving?
Jeff Hardy, line one.
Mm-hmm. Austin Gunn, the son of Billy Gunn, has been announced for ROH's Top Prospect Tournament.
Really?
That's cool. Correct. The tournament begins at Mass Hysteria in Lowell, Massachusetts on Sunday.
I saw that was coming up, but I really didn't look and see who all was in it and pay attention to names or anything like that. Well, that's cool. I have to go look and see what all they got going on there.
ROH World Champion Matt Taven threw out the first pitch to last night's Boston Red Sox game. Did you hear, I guess it was last weekend, some of the Dodgers fans were chanting very loudly at Fenway Park about, Bellinger being MVP?
Yes, I did.
Isn't that delightful that the Red Sox fans have to deal with outside fans coming into their stadium and taking it over?
God, from the West Coast, even.
God, irony and karma have formed an incredible perfect storm over the assholes of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
What comes around goes around, son.
I love that shit. Because if you've been anywhere, and certainly on the East Coast where there's an American League ball team, or even in interleague play, like when they were in Atlanta, or if they – Tampa's the worst. Baltimore is maybe the worst of all of them. Because the
– Yeah,
probably. And I love Baltimore as a place to watch a game, but the Orioles have sucked ass for – a long, 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 long time, and it's nothing but mass holes. If you go there, especially for a weekend series, it is mass hole on top of mass hole on top of mass hole.
Mm.
And you just wish they'd drink a bunch of vodka and pass out in the stairwell.
Yeah.
Which they do.
In Myrtle Beach. Talking about Matt Taven, you know, I was thinking about this. Mm-hmm. Besides he and Dim Boys, that's pretty much it from anybody back in the day of ROH, like in the hatchling days. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Briscoes are always going to be.
I just can't figure out how they have not left yet. Can you imagine the Briscoes against the Usos?
I would lose my mind. I would lose my mind over that match. I would watch that match 100 times.
Well, I just don't understand. There's got to be a reason that maybe they just don't want to put up with the corporate shit. And, you know, I can totally get that. I totally get that.
You know, I think that that's one of those things where the gimmick is real. I mean, they really like the chicken farm thing. They like living out in the sticks up in Delaware and just being – and they don't want to conform to anything. And they don't want to go travel, you know, 300 days out of the year or whatever and do all that other corporate shit. And
yeah.
Their chicken farm's doing pretty good and they're in good shape and that's about it.
Yeah, I guess so, man. Well, good for them. I tell you, though, I'd love to see the fucking Usos and them boys. God almighty.
Well, I mean, there's about how many different separate dream matches can I come up with for the Usos, including Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa? That would be
That might be coming up, though. We might be seeing that sooner than we think.
That would be tremendous. I mean, the Young Bucks against the Usos would be amazing. That would be like a legitimate – you could build that as like who is the best tag team in the world.
Well, what about LAX, man?
LAX, SCU. I mean, I could go on for days with dream tag team matches with those motherfuckers. Give me Trevor Lee and Andrew Everett against fucking the Usos.
I guarantee you, if people didn't know who Andrew Everett was, they would after that match.
Oh, my God. It would be insane. I mean, there's a million of them I could come up with for those guys. But, yes, I would. Yeah, Briscoes versus Usos would be way up on the list.
Oh, my God. It's just incredible. Well, I was just curious. I was reading something today, some article about ROH, and I started thinking about, you know, people have come and gone from that place just in the last decade, really, last 8-10 years. And even going as far as back as like Tyler Black and those guys. And now it's just, God, man, I really couldn't name a whole handful of people there hardly anymore. I have to think about it hard, you know? Skrull's getting ready to leave. He's not long for that company.
Well, Skrull's pretty awesome. Can't really say anything about him.
Dalton Castle's been there a while, but he kind of came in a little bit later than even Taven and definitely them boys. So, but yeah, I just thought that was interesting thinking about that.
Let me see. I'm trying to see if Colt Cabana's bruise ever healed. Hope he's back to his bookings. Or they're over there beating the shit out of him in Edinburgh.
Jeez, dude.
Oh, he's still got a ways to go before he's over in Edinburgh. It's unfortunate.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
It's a very bad bruise, and now his best friend's suing the shit out of him. So,
I wonder how that's going.
I hope it's going well. I hope it's adjudicating itself in a manner that's, you know, good, and I hope he's not running up a shit ton of legal charges. I hope that's
litigation.
Not. Jeez, dude.
Have you ever met my best friend? He's my best friend.
I love Phil so much. That's kind of why I don't want to see Phil show up on AEW. I just want to remember Phil the way he was and kind of the way he is now.
Yeah, right on out into the sunset, you know.
Now his wife, on the other hand, I don't understand. I think she still could come out and kick ass.
I read somewhere that she kind of kept it open that she might end up and fucking back in WWE, you know, at some point. You know, it's one of those you never know kind of answers. So it wasn't a solid no.
And I thought it was a mixed bag on Raw and SmackDown. I understand that this really great journalist by the name of Brad Shepard, who has broken every story in the history of ever.
Bathroom Brad. Love Bathroom Brad.
He broke the moon landing, the D-Day invasion, Jesus almighty, being crucified. Like he had an exclusive on Jesus being crucified.
Really?
Yeah, he scooped
those credentials.
He scooped everybody on that shit.
Brad does it again.
The stuff about Julius Caesar being stabbed in the back. Totally got that. The man is just incredible.
I can't believe that.
He traveled with Chiang Kai-shek as he was Chiang Kai-shek was, you know, fighting all the commies.
Wow.
The bombing of Cambodia, Brad Shepard broke that story. I think Rock Hudson's AIDS, I believe that was a Brad Shepard exclusive.
I never knew.
It's quite stunning what he's been able to do. Pearl Harbor, he was the first journalist that was on scene for Pearl Harbor.
Oh, you know what? I think I read that. I think he was there. He was there when the shit happened.
He told...
he was underneath some pineapple patch.
It was crazy.
And made it through. I don't know.
He found the remains of the Lindbergh baby, but couldn't get the authorities to listen to him. Yeah, that was him. He knew where Amelia Earhart was, and nobody ever even questioned him about that, but he had an exclusive on that one. He had the Fatty Arbuckle story well before anyone else did. He debunked the ham sandwich thing with Mama Cass Elliot. He was able to very effectively do that. He was the first journalist to report that the Beatles had broken up.
No.
People didn't know that. It's just crazy.
He's got some credentials, man. It sounds like it. I mean, I'm just... amazed. I had no idea.
The stories that it, the I told you so's that he can throw down on the world are just, it's really something. Three Mile That's Island.
A fucking resume right there.
Nobody,
Three Mile Island.
Three Mile Island was his. That was another exclusive that he completely nailed.
Damn.
It's just unbelievable what he did, what he's been able to accomplish in this lifetime.
I think he tracked down Jeffrey Dahmer or something. Did he have something to do with that? I can't.
Yeah, he was telling me in his long line of scoops that Eric Bischoff was not involved with this.
That's what it was. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
All of these other people that have been involved with these so-called, and I'm the one who came up with this terminology, dirt sheets. These people, they should bow down and kiss the ass of Brad Shepard. Because nobody ever knew anything about anything until this guy came along.
Mm.
I think he invented breathing. I think people just crawled around going, and then he said, no, expel air from your lungs and then bring it back in. And they were like, oh, thank you, Brad.
Is that maybe that's how breathing and Brad, they start with BR, so maybe that's how they, honored him by that.
I think some doctor said, well, we want to call it bratting. He goes, no, I'm too humble for that. You start with the BR.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see that.
We're going to name it after the breath and stuff. The WWE town hall meeting at the beginning of SmackDown, did you enjoy that?
I did not.
No.
How about you?
Either. No, I didn't enjoy that.
I thought it had potential. And honestly, I have to go back and there's one little part I did like, but it ended up being a big fucking bunch of nothing. So I don't really like it now, but at the time it piqued my interest. I did like the little exchange between Liv Morgan and Charlotte because I thought that was going to give Liv Morgan a push.
Well, it did. I mean,
it did.
She did get pinned, but I thought she got elevated through that whole, it was nice to put the spotlight on her for a minute.
Well, let's make that a program. Let's let them go at it. Let's not make it be just a one-off thing.
Right.
I mean, maybe that, if they're going to do that, then yeah, okay, that was worthwhile. But if it's just going to be a one-off and they had that little exchange, then fuck it. I mean, it was just not even worth it. But yeah, I didn't like overall. I thought it was dumb. Like I said, it had potential, but it just be kind of what you thought it might be.
It was and I'm just not seeing these great changes that other people made. There were some positives, and I thought, what did you think of that Bray Wyatt debut?
I did like that.
Yeah.
I did like that. And I did read that Finn Balor's wanting some time off. So they're saying so I'm thinking after SummerSlam, I think he's going to get destroyed by Bray, and that's going to be his out for the next, 3 or 4 months or however long he wants off. And I think that's what's going to happen there. But I think it's good. I think it kind of I think there's a good storyline there. I think we did see a Finn Balor, Bray Wyatt thing at one point. But God dang, we've pretty much seen everything at this point, So
it seems a little boxer gimmick, though, to have Fiend versus Demon. Doesn't that seem a little
Maybe. Yeah, a little. But I think it's kind of cool because I'm a big Demon fan, and I do like this reincarnation deal with Bray Wyatt. It started out with me kind of iffy, but I've grown to like it a lot. And I think right now, I think there's a lot to be said for it. I like it a lot.
It's got a nice, what is it they call it on Conrad's point? A fresh paint of coat. I think
a fresh paint of coat, yes.
Yeah, because I think that's what Pritchard said one time, and there's probably 5 T-shirts based on that. But
well, of course there are.
I did listen to some of the Schiavone podcasts from this week, and it's pretty. They still have fun on that show. And again, the JR podcast is completely different. When he says, "Well, Dave Meltzer reports that happened," instead of them vomiting, instead of JR vomiting, is well, yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much how it happened. Instead of you get the Bruce Pritchard or the Eric Bischoff. No, that fucking Dave Meltzer, he can suck my dick. That fucking Brett Dunn, the champion, happened. Well, okay, Eric, what really happened? Well, I don't remember.
Yeah, I need to. I need to listen to that new and improved JR podcast.
I think it's better. I think you'll enjoy it. I think and Conrad's very knowledgeable. He was able to guide him through some stuff. And JR, honestly, he's. He's doesn't have any reason to kind of hide anything anymore. He's all out of fucks to give.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Why not? What the fuck's he got to lose?
So I liked some of that. I thought it was nice that Ricochet actually showed us some balls. We had a babyface on that show that actually showed some balls and started.
I did like that.
That was nice.
There were a handful of things between Raw and SmackDown that I did like. I'm not going to sit here and rag the whole thing, but it's almost like every week I can. cherry pick things that I did like. There's almost every week there's something I liked, but definitely in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And
it makes it made sense for Rollins and Brock to rematch. I mean that made sense.
Yeah, if Rollins is going to get the belt back and it's going to solidify him as a winner instead of, you know, giving him the nut punch, you know, and winning it like that, maybe this is kind of a redemption thing for that. I hope it is. Or at least that's the way I'm going to look at it if he does come out on top, talking about Rollins. I just don't want fucking Brock to hold that belt past SummerSlam. And I'm telling you right now, and Bruce Mitchell, if you're listening, you're going to hear me fucking bitch about it if they do until fucking cows come home. If you don't have, if fucking Brock Lesnar has that belt the day after fucking SummerSlam.
What's my beef? Yeah, is that what you're asking me?
I'm sorry, man.
Well, tell me why you don't want him to have the belt today after SummerSlam.
It's just a personal thing. I mean, if it means business, whatever, you know, that's fine. I'm just personally, I just don't want to see him holding the belt because I'm tired of seeing him hold the belt from back when he was the part-time. If he was a full-timer, I would never be bitching about this dude. But the fact that he would never show up, hold the belt as long as he did, it was crystal clear. Everybody wanted his fucking ass out of there. They could give a shit less about him. He gets booed. But I guess that's where Bruce gets his laugh on me is because he's getting booed. And he's coming back. And Vince keeps putting him into and I get that. But as a fan, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of Brock holding the belt.
Well, they can laugh at you. They can laugh at me as much as they want to as far as that company goes. But there's nothing in that company right now that points toward positivity. They've got no story to tell to investors at all about as far as like live event sales, merch sales. You know, they've still got their $1 billion check that went in from 21st. That's fine. That cashed very nicely. But let's talk about right now. As we speak in the year of our Lord 2019, what's going on with you right now? Your merch sales are not happening. Your ratings are down. Your network subscriptions are kind of flat. You ain't got your live shows aren't doing shit. You got nothing going on. So don't be telling me this is just like a wrestle geek kind of situation that you guys, where the wrestling geeks don't get it and you guys do. You're just doing shit to spite us and it's not helping you out in the least.
Exclamation mark, motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Tim Woody from WrestleCade just tweeted a couple hours ago. He said, Harley Race, keep him in your thoughts. He's not doing well.
Oh, no, no.
But kudos to you for getting your picture taken with him last year. So,
oh, shit. Him and Okerlund.
That's the thing. You got to – when these guys, especially the ones that are up there, man.
And Budrow.
Yeah, Budrow. You know, it's just, as those guys continue to get older, and again, this – you know, I hope – I'm not sure if Bob Caudle is going to be able to make it, he and his wife, but that would be a I got to really make an effort.
He was there, man. I don't know if I told you, but he was there this past time. I saw them both standing right there.
Every time it's got to be like, I don't know when you're going to get another opportunity.
But, I know. I tell you what, I'm getting my picture with Bob Caudle if he's there this year. I'm just – damn it. Bye, damn it.
Bye, damn it. One way or the other, we're going to get some Bob Caudle stuff done.
Yeah.
I know we interviewed him a couple times on – when I was on – you know, I used to be on the radio.
What?
Yeah. It's crazy. They used to pay me to talk into a microphone and shit.
No.
Millions of people heard my voice and shit. It was crazy.
Billions.
I don't think I've got anything else. I think that's all I got. I think I'm all out of stuff. I mean, let me see if Brad Shepard's got any scoops that I missed.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, he's broken the story that apparently the rotation of the Earth lasts 24 hours. I was not aware of this.
Most of you don't know this.
Yeah, it's kind of a new thing.
Fucking Brad Shepard. You know, we're probably going to run into his ass down to that NXT thing.
Oh, I don't care. He doesn't know who I am, and I'm sure. You know, I don't want to fight anybody, but if, you know,
Russo on a tag team, we'll make it a pay-per-view, motherfuckers.
If I have to fight somebody, it would be that guy. I feel pretty good about my chances with that guy.
Oh, you could take Russo. Come on.
Yeah, I could take Russo. First of all, he's going to be stoned out of his fucking gourd.
Well, there you go. Well, to start with, there you go.
Oh my God, I could take Russo. Good God.
I don't know Bischoff though. Bischoff knows a little jujitsu and shit. I don't know. He may fuck you up if you're not careful.
I'd take your stepdaughter over fucking Russo. She could kick Russo's ass. She could destroy Russo.
She did take some defense courses back when she was a freshman at UNCG.
She don't even need to. She'd be. Yeah.
No, not your daughter, your stepdaughter.
Oh, wow.
Your stepdaughter kicking that. What is she, 14?
15.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd put my money on that. Let it ride.
Probably as tall as he is.
Absolutely. Let's see any more scoops. Let me see. According to a source at WB, Nia Jax will be out until sometime in the first quarter of 2020. And that was a tweet that he sent back in May, and now he's verified that that's the deal.
Wow. That's, you know, got to get your shit straight before you put it out there.
Stunning. I mean, that's huge.
I was actually wondering when she was coming back. I really hadn't heard. Her and Tamina.
What do you think they're going to do? I mean, they should put a new paint of coat on her.
Man, I saw a hot ass. I was looking at some WWE stuff on Amazon last couple of days, or right. Monday and Tuesday. There was a hot ass poster of Ronda Rousey, man. I'd never seen it before. It was like a see-through. It almost looked like a Sports Illustrated swimsuit kind of picture.
She really is kind of the girl that has no idea how hot she is, right?
I guess not, man, because that's the best. I should have.
Well, the body issue, she did the body issue on ESPN like 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That was amazing.
I forgot about that.
That was crazy.
That's
some good stuff.
I'm about to Google that. I'd completely forgotten about that one.
And here we go from 20 hours ago, the Brad Shepherd feed. I'm told WWE is discussing the idea of Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon at SummerSlam in...
You're kidding!
...in a cage.
What? Really?
Which is where I would like to put Brad Shepherd in a cage with toilet water to drink. That's what I would like to do with him.
No toothbrush.
That's what I'm just saying. Bryant can be followed on the social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Bry Sports, BRY Sports. I am on Twitter at Britt Whitmire. The show is on Twitter at Katie Vick Alive, and I'm on Instagram, BW4Reels, BDUB number 4 RELZ, where you can see Trenty Locks hating on me like a motherfucker.
Jesus, man.
Shop at our Amazon store. It's a great way to get the stuff you need and to support us, katievick.com. That is katievick.com. Until next time, fans, we'll see you ringside.
Fans, that'll do it for this week. See you next week. And until then, so long for now.